Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Welcome back to KMZA 92.1, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we are kind of in the high 80s, a 70-mile-per-hour wind. We start off the day at the play-in game, pretty sunny, but shade has been able to hit the field and kind of thankfully bless everybody here. The wind's kind of dying down a little bit, and again, the shade just kind of overarching the entire field and all the grass, so keeping all the players cool after a pretty hot first game. And talk about a hot first game, the Valley Heights Mustangs. They got off to a hot start, 8-0. They then let the Rams come back up in the fifth inning and tied 8-8. But the Mustangs were able to score one run in the bottom of the sixth and get all three outs in the top of the seventh to win 9-8. Here they take on the Frankfort Wildcats. But again, last season, Valley Heights, their season ended to the Frankfort Wildcats in the regional quarterfinals, which this is what this is. This is the regional quarterfinals. Valley Heights won the play-in game to play in it. The winner of this game will then go on to the semifinals game, which will then be played on Monday next week at Rossville. And the winner of the semifinals will play that exact same day in the championship game. Frankfort, again, they are the number one ranked, their number one seeded team in this bracket, as well as the number seventh ranked team in the state of Kansas in classification 1-2. They are 16-3 this year, 16-1 in the CVO for the Valley Heights Mustangs. They now improved to 5-18 on the year. They are 3-15 in the CVO. And this season already, Valley Heights, they have lost to Frankfort twice, 11-0, 19-4. Valley Heights, they have yet to shut out a team this season. They have been shut out five times this year. The Frankfort Wildcats, they have had two shutouts. One of those shutouts was against the Valley Heights Mustangs, and this Frankfort Wildcats team has not been shut out this season. They're on a five-game winning streak. They have won, they won 10 in a row after their loss at Dauphin West to start the year. They split at Dauphin West to begin the year, but they've honestly been, they've had a great start since that point. Again, the 10 wins in a row, and they did have two out-of-league losses in a tough doubleheader against Marysville. They got swept 10-8, 17-8, but you gotta look at that classification mismatch there. You know, a 1-2A taking on a 4A like Marysville. For Frankfort to come out and battle well, this is a team that has been able to solidify itself this season as a high athletic group of young men. And you look at what they've been able to do in football, where they were able to get to the sub-state championship game to try to take on Axel, and then they went on and made the state tournament. I mean, in basketball, and now they have a chance to run and try to go for state here in baseball. They've had a very successful program this year, a program that just recently started, as many CVL teams can kind of attest to, as just 2 years ago, there was only three teams in the CVL. One of those teams was Troy, who is in the NAKL now, so only two teams who are currently now were there 3 years ago, and since then, four new teams have been added, so it's great to see the CVL finding this big expansion. But again, the official quarterfinals matchup here, the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfort Wildcats. Number one seed taking on the number eight. This will be a big upset. Valley Heights can pull it off. So let's go over here. The starting lineup for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Charles Waters, the left fielder sophomore, and batting second, Max Shanks. He will continue to be pitcher here, the senior, and then also the senior and Caden Dummermuth. He will stay out in shortstop for this quarterfinals matchup. Batting in fourth, Wyatt Dummermuth will stay out in center field. He will be again batting in cleanup, the freshman. That hour will be in right field, batting in fifth, the freshman. Batting sixth, Gavin Crowder will still be catching, the junior. Bolkin, the third baseman, junior, will be batting in seventh, the sophomore, batting eighth. Dino Cotney, the second baseman, and Hudson Nemechek, the first baseman, the senior, will be batting ninth. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, their starting lineup leading it off, it'll be Wes Anderson, the shortstop junior, Ty Smith, the senior third baseman, batting second, and batting third, Carter Olson, the senior center fielder, batting in fourth and cleaning it up, Henry Ketter, the sophomore catcher. Batting fifth will be Peyton Adams, the sophomore playing second base. Gage Wakeland, the freshman, will be playing in left field and batting in sixth. Batting in seventh, Lane Malizo will be pitching on the mound today for the Frankfort Wildcats. He's been a great and the ace pitcher this year here for the Wildcats. He's a senior. Also, as well as a senior, Eli Vorton, playing first base and batting eighth. And then finally batting ninth, Trent Harden, also out in right field. Again, it'd be Frankfort batting second as they represent the home team as the higher seed. So it will be the Valley Heights Mustangs who come out and bat for us with Charles Waters and Max Shanks on deck. Caden Dummermuth in the hole and Wyatt Dummermuth in center field. And now here, both teams getting prepared and ready. Again, after this matchup, we'll have our other Cornell Finals matchup to play the winner of this game. It will be between the Onega Buffaloes and the Centralia Panthers. That game also here on 92.1 KMZA. So be sure to stay in and stay listening and stay attuned to baseball action, high school baseball action, and the 1 to 2A Rossville Regionals. I'll tell you what, there's one thing I appreciate in the baseball season. It is the beautiful weather, and the downside is also the weather, because it is sometimes the annoying wind that will grab and throw everything. You got people losing pens, papers, everything. It is quite the windy day, just above that mid 15 miles an hour on a mid 80 degrees day. That was our start in game number one today on our playing game between Valley Heights and the Rams. And, well, it looks like things were gonna get ready soon in a second, but now there's a sudden meeting. So with that meeting, we'll take a quick 1 minute break and we'll be back here on KMZ again. First pitch nearly on the way. The Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfort Wildcats here in the 1-2A quarterfinals.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Crinan Prophet Kirk Hillman back in studio. Mid-80s, it is a 70-mile-per-hour wind pushing towards the infield, so a little hard to get those right hits out of the park. We've seen at most a double from our play-in game. We saw a couple of doubles in that game. Valley Heights again winning. They won 9-8. They had an 8-run lead. They then allowed it to get tied in the fifth inning, but they were able to score one run in the bottom of the sixth and get away with the win in the three outs in the top of the seventh. So here we go. Valley Heights will bat first as the eighth seed. Frankfort will bat in the bottom of the first as the number one seed in this tournament and the number seventh ranked team in Class 1-2A. Up here for Valley Heights, Charles Waters, Max Shanks on deck, Caden Dummermuth in the hole, and Wyatt Dummermuth cleaning it up. First pitch, chopped away out to the right. Lane Loizo here getting the start on the mound for the Frankfort Wildcats. Loizo 6-0 in his starts this season. He also records one save, only 7 earned runs given up. Fast pitch upside high. And last time I remember seeing him get the start, it was all the way back here in April against the Donovan West Mustangs. That was a tough game for both him and Cooper Eberle in that pitching matchup. 2-1 count now against Waters, the left fielder. Waters, who had a single and a double in his play in the playing game against the Rams. And the fast pitch is inside for strike number two. The defensive lineman here, Loizo pitching, Ketter catching. Loizo, fast pitch, high upside the zone. It's now full count 3-2. Eli Borden at first, Peyton Adams at second, Ty Smith at third, Anderson at shortstop. Here's the next pitch. This fastball is trickled straight back, and the count stays full. Gage Winklin out in the left, Carter Wilson out in center, and Trent Harden out in right field, all for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Next pitch. Chest-high fastball gets Warders out looking, and now Max Shanks is due up to bat. This is the second time today Warders has struck out looking, and in fact, that was the first time he went up to bat in game one today. He also struck out looking when taking on Braden Ennis of the Rams. This pitch is popped out to the right and fouled from Max Shanks. It is the same batting order as the playing game for Valiant's Mustangs. In fact, it is the same defensive alignment order they were also using at the very end. Shanks will continue the pitch, and Aramuth will stay at shortstop. They will work that pitch count as hard as they can against Shanks. 1-1 count, fastball just outside. The rule is that you can pitch up to 105 pitches before you mandatorily have to be taken out by Keisha rules. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-1. Once you go over 75 pitches, you are forced a 4 days rest, but of course there's enough time between today and Monday for an ace pitcher to rest up easy and well. 3-1 count, ball rides high. Shanks maybe looking to put a red light on himself on a 3-1 count. Folded up in the back of the box, takes the swing, and that one is fouled high arc just behind the pole. Full count now against Max Shanks. His last swing shanked it out to the right. Loizo delivers a fastball. It's chopped right in front. It's nicely collected and thrown to first on time. The drag of the back right leg by Eli Morton. What a throw by Henry Ketter. And a perfectly executed play by Eli Morton to stretch it out of bounds. But he kept that right foot in contact on the first base bag to record the out. And there we go. That is the third time the train has said hi on the broadcast. So for everybody up there, say hi, train. He has said hi 3 times. Maybe the train wants an at-bat, too. You never know. 1-0 count against Caden Dermuth. He steps up for the first time in this second game. Strike one. 1-1 count now. Caden Dermuth started pitching in game one. Now has moved out to shortstop. He has batted in the third spot in both games. Fastball outside and in for ball two. 2-1 count. And he outer top left edge of the zone, and now another pitch is ricocheted straight back for a foul. 2-2 count, looking for a 3-up and 3-down inning is Lane Loizo. Loizo recording 50 strikeouts on the season, just one of two pitchers who have 50 strikeouts on the year for this Wildcats team. A play from shortstop, throwing on the run and safe on first. That will go down as a hit for Caden Dermuth. It was a slow roller on the inside, a short single, and Wes Anderson just couldn't get the right angle, but fortunately for him, he didn't throw a haywire throw to first base. Dermuth will stay on first. He puts now a sizable lead on it, as the first pitch here delivered to Wyatt Dermuth is recorded a strike just a little low in the box. And Loizo with an ERA of just 2.97. Again, most of that ERA getting raised after that Donovan West game. That fastball skips into the dirt, and that wild pitch nearly allows Dermuth to escape to second. He slides back into first, though, after Ketter is able to hold him on the throw to Morton. And already here, you're kind of seeing a night and day difference. Frankfurt, they're tightly executing their throws and all of their plays here especially those look backs to first. And that was a big troubling theme in game number one for both teams. They just really couldn't. They erred a lot on pickoff attempts and throwing back to first and second base. Elizo, fastball frame just under the bridge. 3-1 count now. And that train is still going. Count delivered under the knees. That'll walk Wyatt Dumermuth, and it'll progress his brother to second base.
Now batting, the right fielder, Jacob
Badauer. So now the fifth batter up in the order for Valley Heights comes up after a single and then a walk. The back-to-back base reaches for the Mustangs. They would like to continue this hot streak going with two outs in the top of the first. Elizo delivers first pitch low against Badauer for a ball. Jacob Badauer playing out in right field, a freshman who made a lot of tremendous plays out in right field in game one. Next pitch, just two inside. Badauer also reached base all four times in the play-in game. He walked every single time, and already here's on a 2-0 count. And a easy throw to third base, and caught in between both is Caden Dumermuth. They throw back to second base, and now a pump fake throw, and now an actual throw back to third base, and now another throw back here to second, and now they get the tag for the out. And that will end the inning. And that was one way to end the inning. I'm not even going to come up with the numbers for that play. About everyone in the infield touched it. That will end the top of the first. Four came up. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one was left on base for the Mustangs. We now head down to the bottom of the first for Frankfurt. Up to bat, it's 0-0.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back as we trickle into the bottom of the first. It is 0-0. The Frankfurt Wildcats taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs in the quarterfinals matchup of the 1-2A Rossville Regional. Of course, here the games being played here today, all at Frankfurt. It's an all TVL action today here on KMZA. How about that? In the top half of the bracket is all TVL teams, TVL representing here. Up next, we'll have Onega and Centralia. So again, stay locked in and stay tuned. A lot of baseball action will continue, but of course, we have a full game here still loaded up for you of Frankfurt and Valley Heights. Here up in the order for Frankfurt, it's Wes Anderson, Ty Smith, Carter Olson, Henry Ketter, all up to bat in the 1-4. The defensive lineman for Valley Heights, again, is the same as it ended in the play-in game. Shanks pitching. Crowder catching, Nemechek at first, Conti at second base, Boken at third, Caden Dumermuth at shortstop, Waters and left field, Wyatt Dumermuth out in center, and Badauer out in right. So Wes Anderson stepping up to the plate, a big-time batter. He bats .417 this year, 1.1 OPS and 30 hits. Here's the first pitch to him. It is a leveled fastball just at the belly level. It is 0-1. Anderson also pitches. Second pitch is striked straight up and was looking to go foul off the right side, and that's where it continues. A couple of kids going out to the road to try to get it. 0-2 count now for Wes Anderson. He has only struck out two times this season. Can he strike out time number three? This time he hits it out in center field. It drops right in front of Wyatt Zimmermuth. And Wes Anderson on 0-2 count blasts one out to center for it to drop. So a leadoff single for Wes Anderson. Ty Smith will look to follow the senior. And by the way, Anderson, he's still just a junior and an all-state player and a caliber quarterback. He will definitely be fun to watch in his senior year and the experience that he has taken up. Ty Smith now at the plate to throw to first, and by Anderson is still safe. Shanks takes a breath and now resets and collects to dish it here to Smith. Here's the dish, and now Anderson takes off to second base, and he is on time. Anderson is able to get to second base. Oh, 1 count. No outs. Anderson with about a 9-foot lead. Now he's looking to extend a quarters of a way. Now having to go back to the base after the ball. So 1-1 count against Ty Smith. It's Carter Olson, the senior, center fielder, on deck. And then in the hole is Henry Ketter, the sophomore catcher. 1-1 count, getting ready for the delivery against Ty Smith. Ty Smith, who bats 438 this season, searching for RBI, potentially number 25. This one is popped up straight in the air, trying to track it down as the third baseman in Bochum. But it is not playable, and it goes out past the Frankfurt dugout, the left side. 1-2 count for Ty Smith. Ty Smith has only struck out 8 times this season. Shanks, he struck out 5 batters when coming in. This one chops the shortstop. A throw is not on time. That will be another base hit for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Another single to record onto the books. And Anderson, who again stole second, is now on third after the base hit from Ty Smith. So no outs. A runner is on first and third with Carter Olson here batting and Henry Ketter on deck. And now the sun is beginning to shine. And as the sun shines, the Frankfurt Wildcats also start to find the light early on. Shanks pitching low. It's called strike, and then a steal on second base. Oh, they get it caught stealing. What a throw, and on time from Crowder. All the way to covering the bag was Caden Demamuth. So Ty Smith is caught stealing, and that is the first out of the bottom of the first. So great one to retire and get. Second pitch to Olson, heads out. 1-1 now the count. Wes Anderson still staring right on down Shanks as he's on third base. This one hit foul. And the sun is beaming straight down now, so couldn't tell where that foul ball went. 1-2 is the count now for Carter Olson. Olson with an RBI chance on the line. He does like a half-hearted, like a check swing. They didn't get him going, though. Must have stopped just a little bit before the half point of the plate. And that's a 2-2. Now Shank sets and deals. And that one is out straight back. Excuse me, it's actually a 1-2. It must have actually got a little bit of contact on it. So that check swing must have just barely made a little contact with the ball. So Olson now bats on a 1-2. He has fouled a 2 straight now. Shanks looks back at third, and here he delivers. And that's another foul ball picked up low by Olson. Olson, he's taking some deep swings here to make contact with that pitch. And Olson, he bats 484 in the year, nearly 500. He's searching for RBI number 28 with Anderson in scoring position with one out in the bottom of the first. and that is shot to third base, and it bounces out of the glove of Vulcan. It's going all the way down to the left side far fence, and that error is going to allow Olsen to get all the way to second base and Anderson to score. So Wes Anderson scores from third, and Carter Olsen, I'm sure there's a chance that Anderson would have most likely scored anyway off that play, as it would have most likely went down as a sacrifice ground out. But instead, it leads to an error, and Carter Olsen is now on second base with one out. Henry Cutter takes his first pitch for inside strike. Shanks gets it back quick. He nods ahead, takes a quick peek back at second, delivers low, and a hold on the throw to third base, and Carter Olsen commandeers the steal. And it's now the second steal of the game here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Anderson is still second, and now Olsen still third. Steals third. Next pitch at the knees, but called strike. 1-2 count now against Ketter, and Shanks has had a great opportunity in his last couple batters to strike out every single one of them. He's had all of them, at least a 2-strike count, but just hasn't been able to get the finish. Ketter now 2-2. Frankfurt leading 1-0 in the bottom of the first with one down. Shanks now delivering on the 2-2 count, high and just above the chest level. It's a full count now against Henry Ketter, the sophomore. Ketter bats 377 this year with an OPS of nearly 1,000. He's got 2 triples and 6 doubles with 24 RBIs, and he has a chance to get RBI number 25. And that is a strikeout looking against Henry Ketter. That is just the 12th time this season that the sophomore has struck out. Now Peyton Adams will come up to deck, come up to bat. On deck is Gage Wanklin, the freshman. A back-to-back sophomore is here batting. Ketter, who just got retired, now Adams on the clean count with 2 outs and a runner on third. Fouls this one out to the right side, and that hits up on the crow nest above me. I heard that crack off the wood top. 0-1 count against Peyton Adams. Olsen in scoring position after he stole third base, but still 2 outs on the board. And a changeup that curved a little inside, but just not enough on the interior edge of Adams to be called a strike. So it's 1-1, dust now blowing in towards the infield. I mentioned that 15-mile-per-hour interior wind that is blowing the American flag right towards the crowd. Fastball delivered in for a strike. It's 1-2 now. And I mentioned it, Shanks has set himself up perfectly on about every batter already. I'm pretty sure he's at every batter now on a 2-strike count. Has struggled to record a strikeout. He's gotten one. This popped up out in the right field. Looks playable. And it drops. Now Peyton Adams. Okay, I'm not 100% sure if it was an error single. The way I am set up right now, the right side dugout is in front of me, so I can't see anything that happens on that right side of the field, kind of nearing that corner. But regardless, Adams is safe on first base. He hit it darn near perfectly down the right line. And it also scored Carter Olsen, who was on third base. So the RBI will be credited to Peyton Adams. And the first pitch here goes to Gage Wanklin, and taking off with it is Peyton Adams, and he is able to earn the steal and get the second. So already 3 steals in this bottom of the first here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson had a steal for second. Olsen stole third. Adams has now stole second. The second has been stole twice. Well, count here against Gage Wanklin, the runner in scoring position. 2-0, bottom of the first, 2 down. Frankfurt leading. Fastball delivered right past the plate into the dirt. It's now 2-0 against Gage Wanklin. And the sun has peeked heavily back out with the shade just covering the batter with a large tree behind. Now the fast pitch goes in for strike one. 2-1 count against Gage Winklin. And Shanks back in his stretched out pose with his arms dangling on front and then quickly back to the set and throw. Dealt outside. Now it's 3-1. Peyton Adams. A solid lead off of second base. And now a picked up hit out into left field and tracking it nicely out of bounds. And that will end the inning. Waters able to get the inning ending play out and left on the pops up hit from Gage Winklin just off the top left of the barrel of the bat. But the Frankfurt Wildcats do their damage with 2 runs scored off just 3 hits in the inning, 1 error, and 1 left on base. We're back a little bit here on KMZA. Again, 2-0 is the score. Frankfurt leads here on KMZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Prophet Kirk Tillman. Back in studio, Frankfurt leads 2-0 over the Valley Heights Mustangs. In the top of the second inning we are in, it is Jacob Badauer at the bat. Second pitch taken for a ball. 2-0 count now against Badauer. Crowder's on deck. Vulcan is in the hole. And Conti is cleaning it up. Fastball rides inside for strike number one. 2-1 count now against Badauer. A right fielder batting fifth. Next pitch goes outside. It's 3-1. And Landon Wiseau takes a couple of strides up the mound. And recollects. Hazes his left foot and delivers a fastball. And that was just inside. Felt like that was perfectly framed. But again, where I'm kind of sitting on my perspective point, it's kind of hard to differentiate those pitches that go inside and kind of towards the middle. Next pitch, air against Crowder. His first time with the bat in this second game in the quarterfinals match. Goes in for a strike. Next one for a strike. 0-2 now against Crowder. Again, Jacob Badauer just walked. He's on first base with no outs. Fast pitch just under for ball one. Wiseau gets it back quick, flips his left glove a little bit. Takes a eye check to first and now delivers a fastball right down the middle to strike out Crowder. Getting him down looking. That is the second strikeout looking here for Lane Wiseau in this game. Wiseau now leading the team in strikeouts with 51 on the year. One out, runner on first. Another fastball delivery straight down the alleyway, and it gets called for strike number one against Vulcan. Vulcan now down 0-1, runner on first, one down. Badauer on first, who's dancing his way back to the base. Fastball right back on in, 0-2. Now another quick delivery gets chopped straight back. against Boken. And Boken is having to now protect on an 0-2 count. Fastball just outside the interior. Will be for ball one. Now 1-2 count against Boken. In game one, Boken went 0-2 at his at-bat. But he did reach twice. First time was off of an error. Second time off of fielder's choice. Next pitch outside, 2-2. Elizo takes his eye back to first. Now recollects to Broadway, and it's a chopper right to Elizo. Elizo on time to second, the play to first, and that will end the inning. A 1-6-3 double play. Lane Elizo to Anderson to Eli Morton to get out that hour. And Boken. We now head into the bottom of the second, 2-0, the Frankfurt Wildcats lead.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 92.1 KMZA, Seneca.
Welcome back to KMZA 92.1. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Seth back in studio, helping us out on the broadcast here today. Again, this is our second game here of the evening. Valley High taking on Frankfurt Wildcats in the quarterfinals. Regional matchup. Next up of Onega and Centralia. Right now, Frankfurt up 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Lane Elizo up to bat. First pitch to him goes outside to the left of the box. For ball number one, it's the backstop. 1-0 count now against Lane Elizo. Elizo batting seventh in the order. Here's the pitch to him. It's up high and at the helmet level. And now there's a 2-0 count against Lane Elizo. Lane Elizo, who has had an incredible year pitching, but on the offensive side of things, hasn't had quite the same production. Next pitch, up high again. That time even higher than the last pitch. That is now 3-0. Lane Elizo batting 158 this year, an OPS of 549. He has 6 hits. He has walked 6 times this year, and this is walk number 7 as he tosses the neon bat all the way to the left to the Frankfurt dugout and takes off to first base. Now, Eli Morton, who was a part of the top of the inning, ending double play, the 1-6-4. Of course, Elizo was also on that, as he was the one who initiated. It was a grounder straight to the mound. And now Elizo's on first with the leadoff walk. Eli Morton, a lefty in the order, steps up, middle framed in the white chalk box. Takes a hard swing and a miss for pitch number one against him. He is now down 0-1. Shanks, a total of 6 strikeouts recorded today. He has just 1 strikeout here against the Wildcats. He struck out Henry Cutter. He recorded 5 strikeouts when he came in against the Rams. Most likely pushing that pitch count as far as you can go. The limit is 105 per Kasha rules. This one sliced out to right field, trying to backtrack and get to it. And that will be down for a base hit. Trying to turn it into a double is Eli Morton. He sits at the second base bag with a standing double. And Loizo goes from first to third. Trent Harden, the ninth batter in the order, and the right fielder senior, comes up now with that bright neon-topped bat, nearly brighter than the sun that's peeking out through the clouds behind. And he is arching this back behind his back. He takes a swing and a miss for pitch number one. He's now down 0-1 on the count. And Trent Hardin with runners on now second and third. Trent Hardin has 11 RBIs on the season. He has a chance to pick up two here. That's all fouled straight back. 0-2 now the count. Trent Hardin just batting 157 this year with 8 hits. Looking for hit number 9. Takes a low chop swing. It goes to the second baseman. That will be out. Oh, they call him safe. They don't get the tag out. It looks to me, on my side, it looked like Nemechek. He caught it up in the air. He was way off the bag, but he turned around and tried to apply a tag to Hardin. But I had a behind perspective, so I couldn't quite see a straight on perspective of it. So Hardin was able to be safe. And that scored Lane Loizzo, and Eli Morton is now on third base. So Hardin reaches, Morton's now on third. The corners are loaded with no outs, 3-0 game. Frankfurt leads in the bottom of the second. Throw to first to Nemechek. Shanks just trying to stay unrattled. Dust picks up and blows back into the infield. Batting back at the top of the order is Wes Anderson. And a slide and steal from Trent Hardin. And while the steal goes on through, there's another show going on behind the scenes. That's Eli Morton taking home plate. So Eli Morton scores on home from the throw to second base. And Trent Hardin, with the steal, was able to... You don't really give anyone an RBI for that, but you still give him a little bit of a pat on the back just for setting up that play to help his teammate to score. Anderson sets one all the way out in the center field and it is put down from Wyatt Timmermuth. Anderson now 1 of 2 on today. It is also the first out of this inning recorded. In the bottom of the second here. Frankfurt up 4-0. Just one down. Ty Smith stepping up to bat with a runner on second. That's Trent Hardin. Smith last time up singled and got caught stealing. First pitch is below his left knee and inside for ball one. Shanks recollects from the mound. Right foot digging in. Left foot now leading in front. Bears forward and now resets. Here's the pitch and chops straight back behind the back fence to the trees. Trying just to get the birds. Couple souvenirs. 1-1 count for Ty Smith. Here's the pitch. Delivered just low of the window. It's 2-1 now, the count. For Ty Smith. Hardin still at second base, about an 8-foot lead with one down. Shanks takes a look back and now sends one right on through, just high of the chest line of Ty Smith, and that will be for ball three. 3-1 count against Ty Smith. Shanks taking his look back to second, and now is nodding throw to first, and he's got a fastball that beat Ty Smith about a kilometer. It's such a early swing that Smith applied. Maybe thinking a little faster. And now another fastball delivery gets chopped straight back. I think Ty Smith was possibly looking for a 90-mile-an-hour pitch. He swung just as bad as the pitch got released. 3-2 count, and that is strikeout swinging. Smith goes golfing low for it. That is Shank's second strikeout of the game, 7th of the day. Carter Olson now. Off the bat. Last time reaching off of an error. He's able to go all the way to second base. He stole third and it put himself in a scoring position for Peyton Adams. Next pitch, this one lifted out into center field. Backtracking it is Wyatt Durmuth, and it's all the way to the back fence. Durmuth is stutter-stepping to pick it up. He throws it to the cutoff man, but that will score one run as Trent Harden goes all the way from second to home, and Carter Olson has himself another double on the year. Carter Olson picking up his eighth double of the season. He also picks up RBI number 28. Nearing 30 RBIs on the year. Two out double at bat. Now it is Henry Ketter who bats. First pitch to him is underneath the shin. Henry Ketter last time struck out looking. He was the first strikeout of Shanks in this game. He's on a 1-0 count right now. Out straight back. It's now 1-1. And Shanks, he has given up over 40 hits as a pitcher. He's pitched over 30 innings. Has an ERA of 6.9. Had a total cumulative of 7 strikeouts today between the playing game and this quarterfinals matchup. Fastball is just outside the lower edge, the corner. It's 2-1. Now he quickly goes back and deals it, but it's a wild pitch that gets behind Crowder. And now an easy takeoff for Carter Olson to third base. So Carter Olson, he's been set up on third base on back-to-back innings. Got to third up a steal in the first. Here he gets it off a wild pitch. But he's in the scoring position, and that is bounced off the mound. It follows suit right through center field. And Carter Olson scores on the two-out RBI single. And Air head coach Austin Mitchell heading up to Matt Shanks, and that might just be it for him. Yes, it is. Matt Shanks will look to return to his primary position as he was out in shortstop in game number one. So they make a quick adjustment. They make the adjustment from the infield. So something interesting here. It was Caden Dummermuth who started in game one today and then the play-in game and came out in just the third inning, and Shanks had to kind of clear the fifth inning. He came out in the fifth inning, and then Shanks cleared the rest of the way. But now it is Dummermuth who steps right back in. So not a too hard of a defensive alignment. So Shanks just returns back to shortstop like he was playing in game one. Caden Dummermuth will step in at pitcher. Crowder stays as the catcher. Nemechek is still first baseman. Conti is at second. Vulcan is at third. Waters is in left field. And center is Wyatt Dummermuth. And Badauer is still out in right. So a runner is on first with two down. And it's Henry Ketter who just had the two out RBI single. Peyton Adams is now batting in his last time up. He sharply hit a single and was able to steal second base. Right after, though, the inning ended with Gage Wanklin flying out to the outfield. So Adams already 1-for-1 today. Gage Wanklin on deck. Adams bats fifth in the order. Wanklin bats sixth. Two down, runner on first. Bottom of the second. It is a 6-0 game. Frankfurt Wildcats lead. And Caden Dummermuth is ready to get back in the action. And unfortunately, his first bit of action is a bit of a catastrophe. It is a wild pitch straight into the dirt that hits the backstop and allows Henry Ketter to take off the second. So a wild pitch allowed Carter Olson. That was from Shanks, and he set himself on third. That allowed the RBI to Olson score. Now Ketter sets himself. This one lined sharply, a gap between second base and first, picked up from Badauer out in right field. But the wild pitch that allowed Ketter to be on second was enough room for Adams' single to score Ketter. So Henry Ketter scores off another two out RBI single. Back-to-back two out RBI singles. Run from Ketter here from Adams. Now it's Gage Winkler up to bat. Last time up, he popped out. Here's the first pitch against him. That one's in the dirt. Another wild pitch. That will allow Peyton Adams to get behind and get to second base. It is 7-0. Here in the bottom of the second with two outs. And these two teams, they have played already once this year. Frankfurt, they won 11-0 in game one. And in game two, they won 19-4. Pitch rides inside against Winklin for ball two against the lefty. Both pitchers that have rotated here for the Mustangs have been right-handed. Next one way upstairs for ball three. It's a 3-0 count here for Gage Winklin. And Winklin has a chance to take off and walk. It'd be his 13th time reaching base off a walk this year. It's a change up that hangs low just above the kneecaps for strike number one. So a 3-1 count. Of course, when you're on a 3-0, you put the red light on yourself. So you see what Winklin does this time. He chops it right back. Full count, 3-2 against Gage Winklin, the freshman, who plays left field. Looking for his first hit of this game. Chasing hit number 10 of the season. And that is in the dirt, and he will earn his 13th walk of the year. Winklin will head out to first. Peyton Adams is still residing at second. There is still two outs, and we have completed the entire order that we started with, and we have gone back to it in the same inning. We are back to Lane Loizzo, who led this inning off with a leadoff walk. So Lane Loizzo. First pitch, strike. And back quickly to you. Third move, and now the delivery. It is sharply hit hard to left base tag, and did they get the tag out at third? Yes, they did. That was the out they do consider. So the Frankfurt Wildcats were able to score up the run. They were able to get five runs off four hits. There was no errors and just one left on base. We now go up into the top of the third where the Frankfurt Wildcats lead 7-0 here on KMCA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuning in to 92.1 at KMZA. We have reached the top of the third, 7-0. The Frankfurt Wildcats lead over the Valley Heights Mustangs. It's been a while since we've got back to their offensive side of the order as Frankfurt went through 10 batters in the bottom of the second. Here it's Dino Conti, the sophomore in the eighth hole batting. First pitch goes behind for ball number one. And Hudson Nemechek will be on deck. Within the hole at the top of the order is Charles Waters and Max Shanks cleaning it up. Fastball frame down the middle for strike number one. 1-1 count now against Conti. Conti, who in game one reached base twice, fielder's choice and a hit by pitch. Frame back inside again once more. It's now 1-2. Malai zone patiently with it at the mound, setting. Now his left foot leans forward from the stretch, deals it fast at a high 70-mile-per-hour pitch, give or take. That one is exited straight on back. Dino Conti in game one struck out once and popped out to the outfield in a third plate appearance. This is his second, this is his first at bat. And there he strikes out. So Dino Conti strikes out and heads to the dugout. And now up to bat is Hudson Nemechek, a senior at the bottom of the order. After this, we'll reset back up to the top to Charles Waters, the left fielder who struck out looking last time up. And again, Lane Loizzo, he is 6-0 in starts this year. He also records one save. He has 52 now total strikeouts this season. He leads the team by two. First pitch to Nemechek outside. Second one goes way too low under the wickets of Henry Ketter. And again, Loizzo had an amazing 1-6-3 double play that ended the second inning. It was a chop grounder from Fulkin. He picked it up. He threw, had a heads-up play to throw it to second. And covering that was Anderson. Anderson had a great throw, just reaction-based, and got it back to Morton on time. And that's kind of been the clear difference today is Frankfurt, their defensive execution has been something that we just haven't seen yet. 3-0 count, and that is a four-pitch walk against Nemechek. That is the first, second walk issued here today from Lane Loizzo. Lane Loizzo only having given up 29 walks this year. Just one away from 30. One down. In the top of the third, runner on first, Charles Waters up the bat. First pitch getting behind for ball one. And now the dust picks up on the infield once more and blows with the chalk of the whites. And behind on the pitch with the swing is Waters and picks up strike one. 1-1 count now against Waters. Nemechek holding about a 5-foot lead off of first base and a Nilo fastball gets framed under for ball two. 2-1 count for Waters. And Loizzo deals a high fastball. It is rattled straight back for the second strike. It is a knotted up count, 2-2. And trying to put the bow on the knot is Loizzo on the 2-2. And here he delivers. That is a low fastball that hits the dirt, and that will be a wild pitch. Hudson Nemechek will get to second base. Full count loads up for Waters, as on deck is Max Shanks, and in the hole is Caden Dermuth. It's a full count, middle raise in the box, bat bobbing in the back, and takes the swing. It is right to Eli Morton. He bobbles it for a little bit, but he manages to collect and gets the step out on second. So, or excuse me, the step out on first. That ground out will allow Nemechek to progress to third base. So Nemechek is set up in scoring position with two outs, however, though. So sacrifice will not score. Max Shanks, surely aware of the situation, is looking for a hit. Max Shanks, having not recorded a hit in the play-in game, but he had reached base three times and scoring once. On the season, Shanks records 41 hits, the hit leader of this team. Pitch underneath for ball three. Max Shanks, most likely going to put a halt here on the engine on the 3-0 count. And he does, and that records strike number one. Kind of funny how that always works. You can always put yourself on a 3-0 count, and then the pitcher decides to go right down the middle on you. But Lane Loizzo doesn't know under, and none better. And back-to-back ones. He shows it. Strikes down the plate. So once was a 3-0, is now a 3-2. Loaiza trying to bounce back with a strikeout here, and it's just outside the left of the plate. And that'll walk Max Shanks. And Shanks will throw his batting gloves to the right fence, to his bullpen. Loaiza has now had 30 walks on the year, and now a quick talk between Drew Henton, the head coach of the Frankfurt Wildcats, and Lane Loaiza. Obviously, you probably aren't thinking about taking Loaiza out of this situation. I mean, off to a pretty good start, as again, he's allowed no runs and just a total of one hit recorded. Just probably trying to relax him, calm him down, let him know the situation at hand, a runner on first and third with two outs, nothing too bad to be worried about. Just pitch your game, I'm sure Coach Henton is telling him. And Loaiza takes a deep shot, and he's back in it. Here's the delivery. Picked up, going out to left field, quarters way back, tracking all the way for it. And it is caught by Gage Winklin, the play out from left field. So with that inning, there was no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base for the Valley Heights Mustangs. We now head into the bottom of the third, 7-0, with the Frankfurt Wildcats lead.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental health illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both our physical and our mental health. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to help you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today. The Mohawk Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We now head into the bottom of the third with the Frankfurt Wildcats. Lead it 7-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Eli Morton up to bat in the eighth hole. Trent Hardin in the ninth on deck. Wes Anderson in the hole. And the number one spot is, we'll go back up to the top of the order. And Ty Smith cleaning it up, the senior third baseman. Again, 7-0, Frankfurt leads, trying to look to continue to extend that lead. Caden Theramuth has again came in the last inning to try to record the final out and was able to take out Lane Loaiza. Here's his first pitch to Eli Morton. That just goes outside for ball number one. And Theramuth this season has had 17 strikeouts. He recorded two in his play-in game today before being taken out in the fifth inning. Next fastball gets beyond and hits the back fence. It's quickly recovered and retrieved back to Demermuth, and here now he delivers on a 2-0 count. It's located in the right edge, just an inch out of the box, and now it's a 3-0 count. Eli Morton on the 3-0, the delivery, and it is framed for strike number one. And if I were to reckon, we've seen every 3-0 count here go to a 3-1. Crowder, he tried throwing back to Theramuth, and it went all the way back to center field, just a missed throw. Theramuth has it back now, and he's getting set. His left foot leads forward off a line, and that one's way high, and that'll walk with a thrown bat out to the left dugout towards Frankfurt's side. Eli Morton has now reached base twice this game, once off his double in the second inning, and now he reaches here off of a walk in the third. Now Trent Hardin, the right-handed hitter with a knee on bat, comes up, takes the first pitch for an inside strike, just right down the middle. It's 0-1 now. And Eli Morton, keep in mind, is actually that was his first double of the game earlier that he hit. And bloopered right out into right field. And, but the catch is made by Bad Hour. It looks like he dropped it, but I believe they may have given the inside or the infield fly rule. Wild pitch goes straight back, and Eli Morton is able to take off and get second base. So Wes Anderson now bats. So we're back at the top of the order with on deck Ty Smith. Anderson on the 1-0 count. And about a 5-foot lead from Morton up on second base. Fastball goes underneath the shins, just above the ankles. But too far inside as well. It's 2-0 now. Summermuth takes a look back and checks straight back down the middle. Just goes a little under the stone. And now it's a 3-0 count on Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson, this is his third at-bat. He's taken an at-bat in all three innings so far. He has had a single and a pop-up, and here he takes a walk. So Anderson has reached base twice in this game. Wes Anderson, that is his eighth time this season he has earned a walk. Ty Smith now comes up to bat after going 1-2 as well with a single and a strikeout. He has also batted now in three straight innings. And another throw from Crowder that just gets behind Dummermuth. Now Dummermuth recollects at the mound. He takes a look back at second and delivers a fastball, but it rides just, oh, it just curved right on in. It's a late call by the ump. And they got it to the strike. It's 1-1 now for Ty Smith, and he hits it hard. It's gapped just to the left of the glove of Belton, and that'll go down for a 2-RBI double. That allowed Wes Anderson all the way from first base to go and score. Eli Morton was also able to go all the way and score. That shot from Ty Smith just had a perfect gap spot to it. It just went barely a skosh to the left of the glove of Bolton. And it lined just straight all the way back to the left center gap. And it forced Waters to backtrack all the way to the gate or the fence to get it. 1-1 count here gets Carter Olson. When they run around second, that's Ty Smith. Left-hand batter Olson takes his third pitch to the count high upstairs for ball number two. 2-1. Dummermuth shakes off a little bit. It's 9-0 the score. Two runs have came in this third inning. Five came in the second, and two came in the first. Now the count is 3-1 after the ball goes just under. And Dummermuth takes the look back to second, and no one is guarding the second base back here. It is a big lead from Ty Smith. Smith will have to head back to second base as Olson gets walked, and he now tracks his way with a slow jog to first. So a runner now on first and a runner on second, and Austin Mitchell will come up and conversate here with his pitcher. We have only seen two pitchers here today total for Valley Heights. In the two games we have had for them, we have only seen Dummermuth as just Matt Shanks, but it looks like Dummermuth will step down. So we'll take about a minute break here. We'll come back for the pitching change on KMZA, part of the MSC Sports. Right now, it is 9-0 in the bottom of the third with one out. Runner on first and second for Frankfurt. They are looking to try to extend the lead.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So stepping in on the mound is Wyatt Demmermuth. He is right now getting warmed up. Coach Austin Mitchell helping him get warmed up as the catcher Crowder took his gear off. Haven't confirmed yet if that's going to be a catcher's change or not. They're not warming up someone as a different catcher right now. Maybe just giving Crowder a break. Regardless, things are kind of mellowed out right here. In a nice breeze, the shade has eclipsed the field, and the lights have also turned on. 9-0, we are in the bottom of the third where Frankfurt leads. So here, taking a look at the change at the catching position, it will be Jacob Vadauer who will step behind the plate. And now he will get to warm up a little bit here with Wyatt Demmermuth. So again, Vadauer is now catching. Wyatt Demmermuth is now the one pitching. And his first pitch, official pitch here, goes for a wild pitch right behind the batter. And both runners will progress. Ty Smith gets the third, and Carter Olson will head to second. Next pitch, way upstairs. Our ball two. It's Henry Ketter. On the 2-0 count, on deck is Peyton Adams, and in the hole is Gage Winklin. Runners on second and third. A hard swing and a miss for strike number one. 2-1 count now against Henry Ketter. Which is one down in the inning. And, of course, Valley Heights not quite on the teetering edge of a run rule, but it is getting awfully close. It is 15 after 3 and 10 after 5 is the both official run rules in high school baseball. 3-1. Henry Ketter, right-handed batter. He's got the pencil bat. And another wild pitch taking off, trying to get to the home plate. And on time is Ty Smith. He is able to get the score for Frankfurt. And it's just a 10-0 game. Carter Olson was able also to take the wild pitch and get himself to third base. And Henry Ketter was able to get first off the walk. Spain Adams now bats. Right-handed batter. He's got the white bat. And looks like a missed throw to first base. Almost went to the Valley Heights dugout. Thankfully got shut there shut down by Valley Heights' Nemechek. Or else that could have allowed Olson to score. Henry Ketter off the fastball pitch is able to take it for a steal to second base. So a runner now on second and third, but right after taking the steal, he's immediately pinch runned in for. Usually you put your, you think you put your pinch runner in before your guy goes and steals second. But there they, Frankfurt makes an adjustment, a hit out to the right side of the field. And that will be foul. It's now 0-2 for Peyton Adams. Runner on second and third. Scoring position here for Peyton Adams. He has had back-to-back singles in his last two innings. He searches for yet another. Adams with 18 hits on the season, and all 18 hits have been singles. 1-2 count for Peyton. Chops it straight back for a foul. It stays 1-2. Just one down in this inning. We're in the bottom of the third. Frankfurt up 10-0. Just five away from having the 15-after-3 run rule. Valley Heights not trying to get to that situation. A liner that goes right to the second baseman is picked up and thrown to Nemechek. So great on-time play from Dino Conti. But a run will score up the sacrifice grounder from Peyton Adams. He's able to get the RBI for Carter Olson. Peyton Adams over 15 RBIs on the season. Gage Winklin now bats with a runner on third and two outs. 11-0 is the score.
Now batting number 9, Danny Farrar.
A pinch hitter has actually came in here for Gage Winklin. It will be Channing Farrar. So Farrar comes in and bats for Gage Winklin. Winklin, who leaves this game early. He had two plate appearances. He popped out his first time up, and his second time up, he was able to earn a walk. He was then left stranded on base. So here's a chance for Farrar. First fastball pitch, taken straight back. 0-1 on the count. And Farrar, a senior for the Frankfurt Wildcats, hasn't had much on the stat sheet this season. Here he comes in a pinch hit moment in the first round playoff game in the regional tournament. Almost a wild pitch takeoff for a third base runner for Frankfurt. You've seen a lot of wild pitches be used to take home between today's game. Just a lot of that pick's execution just hasn't been on time. And a liner right between short and third goes down for Farrar. An RBI to score. And the pinch runner who came in, I couldn't quite get the numbers, Octavian Jew, the sophomore who came in as the pinch runner, he just scored his fourth run of the season. Now Farrar is at first base. It is 12-0 with two outs. In the bottom of the third, Lane Malizo now bats, and this is the second time in back-to-back innings that the Frankfurt Wildcats have been able to have their entire order go through in an inning. Worse, in the last inning, Wiseau was able to actually bat twice, or had two plate appearances, I should say. He had one at-bat that she got out on. His first plate appearance in the last inning, he walked. Fastball out, 2-1. Next one's delivered just below the shin. It's now a 3-1 count against Lane Loizo. Lane Loizo looking to pick up a second walk today. Again, just an OPS percentage of over 500. And that one he takes on the inside cuff of his jersey. And Loizo takes off with the easy walk to first. Runner on first and a runner on second. And now a pinched runner will come in for Lane Loizo. The bench runner to come in is Landon Schreiner, the freshman who has scored 6 runs this season. And right now representing the game-winning run is Eli Morton at the bat. As that run rule is just 15 after 3. If Frankfurt can put up the 3 runs here with 2 outs, it would conclude things here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Morton picks this one up. It's going out to right center. It drops down right in front of center field. One will score for Frankfurt, and Morton will be able to go all the way to second base off the throw to home. So it's a single, but Morton is able to go to second off the throw to home. So Farr scores, and now Lane Loizo is at third base. The winning run is on second base right now, and now Trent Harton steps up to bat. He has reached base once today. Trent Harton has a chance to put this game away with runners in scoring position and 2 outs. His first pitch to him, he swings straight back. First strike, number 1. Again, this Frankfurt Wildcats team, they have shut out a total of 3 teams this season, and one of those teams was Valley Heights. In their first matchup against each other, where Frankfurt won 11-0. But in the second matchup, they dominated Valley Heights 19-4. And no one this year has been able to shut down the Frankfurt Wildcats. This offense has just been far too explosive. Arden here on the 1-1. And delivery by Wyatt Demmermuth gets behind Van Dauer. At that hour, he was out in right field for most of the day. And here he just came in and went behind the plate. And a throw to third base is going to go down as an error for Wyatt Demmermuth. And that will allow Lane Loizo's pinch runner, I should say, to score. Octavian Jude to score. That is the 7th time he has scored this season. And now Eli Morton, the game-winning run, is now just at third base. Trent Harden on a 2-1 count just needs to hit a sharp single to end this game in the bottom of the 3rd. It is 14-0. 2 outs, 2-2 count. Big moment for Trent Harden. And his inside near the chest. It is a full count now for Harden. After Harden, it goes back up to the top of the order to Wes Anderson. And if you are wide earth, you want to get this out right here. And yes, he does. That will strike out and get out the final out in the inning. It is 14-0. The Frankfurt Wildcats lead entering the top of the 4th, but the Valley Heights Mustangs need to get some runs on the board here. And now as they have gone 3 scoreless innings, we'll be back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, Frankfurt leads 14-0 over Valley Heights.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, at the bottom of the 3rd, the Frankfurt Wildcats are able to score 5 runs off of just 3 hits, and we're able to continue their success that they have built today. They are up 14-0 against the Valley Heights Mustangs. It is, again, a 15-after-3 run rule, then enforces to a 10-after-5 once it gets to the 5th. So Valley Heights in some dangerous waters here. They will need to score and make up some runs in this fourth inning. Batting is Wyatt Nemerwuth. He pops it out to right field, trying to make the diving play for it. Is it out? Didn't see the judgment from the umpire, and he says it goes down. That goes down as a hit for Wyatt Nemerwuth. Just a perfect place hit down the right line. You couldn't ask for really a better blooper if you were Nemerwuth. Jacob Badauer, who's just stepped in as the catcher here for Valley Heights. Bats. The right fielding freshman, or was once, excuse me, right fielding. First pitch taken for a ball. His last at bat for that hour, he was able to reach base off of a walk, but he was involved in a 1-6-2, 1-6-3 double play that ended the second inning. 2-0 count, now the pitch, low into the dirt. That's going to be a wild pitch that will allow Nemerwuth to further progress. Nemerwuth is now all the way at third base. He stole second. And Badauer has a chance to drive in an RBI. And he walks on a four-pitch count. Ball just went outside. Now Gavin Crowder will step up with the corners loaded with no outs. Gavin Crowder's last time up, he struck out looking. Laying the wise, though, he has struck out two looking today. Just too much heat and cheese in the fastball for some of the Mustangs to track. Crowder, he reached base twice in the play-in game. And it looks like right now the umpire and Coach Austin Mitchell are going over some alignments on the Valley Heights side. And for the most part, the alignments have been the same the entire day for Valley Heights up until the last inning and a half, in which everything has kind of been shaken around. So Crowder takes a swing and a miss. He goes golfing for it. Very low. 1-1 down the count for Crowder. Lizo takes a look at third. Now he fires and has a hard swing and a miss up high from Crowder. He's got Crowder right where he wants him in the 0-2 count. Crowder will now look to protect, and Lizo will look to punish. And he delivers that three-pitch strikeout right down Broadway. That is the third time Eliza has got someone struck out looking this game. A pinch hitter, change of hitting here for the LA Heights Mustangs. It is Maddox O'Toole, the senior, and there is an attempted steal at second base. It is good. And now there's all sorts of chaos going on the field right now. The runner on second is stuck. He just got hit in the backside with the ball, and it's thrown back to third base, and now I think he is out. But while that all that jazz was going on, Wyatt Nemerwuth was able to take off and take home. So, unfortunately, that hour it will leave with an out, and also possibly a sting in the back. I'm not sure. That was definitely not intended. So two outs now in the top of the fourth. It is 14-1. Bolken. See, not Bolken with the at-bat. It's Maddox O'Toole. Bolken is who he came in for. So O'Toole playing third base. And that will end the inning on a strikeout from Maddox O'Toole. Back-to-back K's for Layton Lewizo. He has recorded now 5 K's in this game. Just 1 run scored in this inning off 1 hit. No errors and just leaving 1 traced on base. We'll be back here in just a little bit on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is 14-1. The Frankfort Wildcats lead. We head into the bottom of the fourth, where Frankfort has a chance to end it in the bottom.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. So getting the official defensive lineup here, the new one for Valley Heights, Wyatt. It is Wyatt Dummermuth, pitching and catching is Bandauer. Bargdill comes in at first base. Shanks is able to go back to shortstop. Conte is still at second. Nemechek is now at third. Order is in left field. It is now Kaden Dummermuth out in center field and O'Toole who plays right. So, or again, there was a lot of changes in that third inning that went through, and it was just kind of hard to get a track of all of them. But there you go. That's the new defensive lineup there for the Valley Heights Mustangs. They right now trail by 13, 14-1 in the bottom of the fourth here, the Frankfort Wildcats. Out to bat here for Frankfort. It is Wes Anderson. Leadoff man, and the leadoff man will take a leisurely walk to first base.
Now batting, the third baseman, Ty Smith.
Now Ty Smith comes up. Okay, we're in the bottom of the fourth. A chance where the Frankfort Wildcats only need two runs to score to end this game, a 15-after-3 run rule. And that's one line chop between short and third. Wes Anderson takes off with speed, dust falling behind him in his tracks. He stops at third base, and Ty Smith halts himself at first. So just a single record for Ty Smith. He now has two singles today. He has reached base three times. And representing that winning run is Ty Smith. So Carter Olson steps up now to the plate. First pitch high and taking the move off the high fastball for ball one, Ty Smith is able to steal second base. So runner on second and third, Carter Olson could end it here with a big RBI. Carter Olson, who has reach base all three times today. He's recorded one double for an official hit. This one hit out to right center. If it drops, that should end it. And yes, it will. Right to the gap, and that will be a leisure jog in for Ty Smith. It is now 16-1. That is game. The Frankfort Wildcats end it in just four innings. So again, 16-1 is the final score. Frankfort ends it in four innings. They have now beaten the Valley Heights Mustangs three times this season, 11-0, 19-4, and now 16-1. And the Valley Heights season ends here in the regional round. That is back-to-back years they have fallen in the regional round to the Frankfort Wildcats. And now Frankfort will move on to the semifinal matchup at Frostville on Monday. We'll have that coverage most likely as well. They will either be playing the Onega Buffaloes or the Centralia Panthers. And if you want the easiest way to find out who that is they'll play, you stay tuned here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as that is our upcoming matchup. But real quick, we're going to take a break. We'll recap this second game of the evening. Again, Frankfort 16, Valley Heights 1. We'll be back in a couple minutes for the recap here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big time win for the Frankfort Wildcats, winning 16-1. They end it by the 15-3 run rule. Again, winning by 15, 16-1 in just four innings. The walk-off 2-RBI double by Carter Olson, and what a game from Carter Olson himself. He finished the game with two doubles on the game. He was able to score three runs himself, a big game from him, but of course no bigger of a game than from Lane Melizo, the one who took the mound against the Valley Heights Mustang. He now improves up to 7-0 on the season in starts. He was able to complete the game through his four innings he pitched. He only had four walks and five strikeouts. He also a couple of great plays, including the big-time 1-6-3 double play that was in the second inning that was able to drop the order to 1-2-3. He actually also got three Ks in the game where he was able to strike out someone looking, which really you don't find too much common, someone not taking a swing, but Lane Loizzo, he just has enough curve in his and some of his fastballs that it just applies a little bit of a disguise onto it. And it makes it hard for those pitchers to make a decision on it. But again, the Frankfort Wildcats, they now improve to 17-3 on the year. Of course, they won the Twin Valley League 16-1 this season. They are just two games away from heading to state. Of course, they will play the winner of the upcoming game in the semifinal next Monday. It is either between Onega or Centralia. Again, we'll have that game come about 20 minutes here right at you. We'll have a little bit of a pregame for that one as well. But talking here for Valley Heights, again, it's the end of their season. They finished 4-19 on the year. They finished at TVO 3-15. It is the end of the road for some of these seniors. Caden Dearmuth Sr., who finished the season batting over 350. Another senior lineup, Hudson Nemechek, his season comes to a close. Max Shanks, his senior year comes to a close in baseball. Maddox O'Toole, his season comes to a close. So to all those seniors, and of course also for the Rams as well. What an amazing year that both these programs have had. And of course, you talk about the more recency with these programs coming into the TVL is the more important thing. And that goes for Frankfort too. They're also a very recent team. So for all these CBL teams, they battle out very hard. It's no different than when they battle out each other in basketball or football and all the sports. In baseball, it's starting to really build up here. And tell you what, there's going to be a lot of great rivalries that we're going to see be created here in the baseball scene, and it gets created right here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. A lot of great games. A lot of great games have been played today, but we got one more great game left to be played. It's the Onega Buffaloes and the Centralia Panthers up next here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, the Frankfort Wildcats move on to next Monday in the semifinal game. They will play the winner of the upcoming game. So stay locked in here, 92.1 KMZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.